Abel Charleston se deja su no tigo está piano no chaga que siga a ya sas cartoon ay como ya que como ni coche chepa de goma ya ay ya muy mamo opo en mane quita man di language keepers conference yo como no maya que macha pa de que no ni su que siga o ta mamo ano ta porque de goma chit na no ti at the prairie land park Saskatoon ay ya mina no ta ay ya mo go ta ya keynote speakers yo como sta himi no haya po na pista que siga que sta o haya kiskin no hama given a hito gita gitu ano ma pa peskispani tohti chugo ma pa pitoski go ia ia mito chigati ga ya workshops shu ya go nemi internet na tama go go ma mo puak so aya mu ina ho ma ya ka ma skuta ko ma nota go to de tan ta to aski to go to de mi chi to aski go ma ya ma mo yu no ma ya kista go ko mi shi witi ma na Canada a po mi noti gi chmo ko ma na ski ko tohti o go pin tohta ma gi chigati go ha tehti mini pia ha chmo chik so aya aya ko te hui tap maga ya Sheila Thomas aya ya tuska wa ta ya Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center aya mo ina paga ka mia ya tuska ta sho wa Sheila Tansi
wanan tao
so tan tu mo chiki de go cho pegin
kaminis to go mina hi ko ska ko chini na maske go nena wa ko che I work in the Community Language and Education Department here at SICC, and I've been working just over a year just developing some resources.
Okay. So the question I'm trying to dig into, Sheila, the question is, why do we need to learn our indigenous languages? For us, it's the Cree language. For others, it's the Dakota. Others, it's Dene or Nakawe, Soto. Like, but why the challenge? Why the rush? Why the? What is it in our languages that we need to preserve? Why don't we just assimilate and like live with the mainstream, so-called mainstream society? They seem to be living quite well. Employment. I don't think they're poverty rate is that high, but so why should we not just assimilate? I mean, it seems there's people saying we need to get back to our language. Tell us why, Sheila.
Okay. First of all, like we are not English people. We're that English language. There's no equivalent in the First Nation dialects. It's very hard to translate from the English into the First Nation language. And in the English language, there's no life in that language. And within our First Nations languages, they're alive. There's a spirit within that language. We get that gift from the Creator at our molecular level, in our cells, in our DNA, when we're conceived and in our mother's wombs, we have that language given to us, and it's straight from the Creator directly to us. And there's many stories in different communities that talk about the creation stories and how we got our languages. And it's so important to our languages are in line with the Creator's laws, and they're so spiritual. Our people are so spiritual, and there's no equivalent to that. So the English language does not fit into the First Nation languages at all.
So because I feel, I hear a lot of talk, we got to maintain our languages, we got to revitalize, we got to strengthen, we got to promote it, we got to go back to our language. But what I haven't been hearing is, well, why? Like, what is the benefit? Like the young person that has been, we are trying to teach, the young person, the youth, needs to know why. There's got to be some value. He's got to get something out of it, in his future life. I think you said that, if we know our language, also comes our healing as a people.
Yes, that's very important. The language is healing as well. So from that energy in the language, the spirit, it comes from our ancestors from so many generations, and we still have that. It's still here within us. And people talk about language loss, but there is no language loss because we still have it. It may be dwindling and we have all these barriers, but it's so important for people to learn the languages, because the healing aspect that comes with that language and the identity that people have through the language, like There's so much philosophy and traditional knowledge and cultural knowledge within that language, and it's special and unique and distinct in that way that it gives healing. It brings healing to people, and we have so many youth nowadays that are in, have a disconnect with their identity, who they are, where they come from, and they're trying to fit into the Western society, but yet they're kind of stuck in between both worlds. And once they learn that language, you know, it has to be done in a fun way, in a positive space where they're not shamed or ridiculed. And so that's what's going to bring that language back. And we've seen it happening now. And, you know, like those Western education systems do not work for our languages. And as a teacher for over 20 years, I've struggled with teaching with the English. The English method does not fit into that First Nation worldview, and our methods, they're two distinct separate, and so that's where the big disconnect is. And we need to bring that back into the, like, although we have Cree and Dene and all our languages in the classrooms, we still need to bring it back into a place where people are safe to speak their language, and they're nurtured, and they're they don't feel that negative. They're freely able to speak it and make it fun. Our languages are fun. There's a lot of humor in our languages. And that humor, when you're laughing, there's healing in that too.
Yeah, I was just reading one of the workshop topics here. I think my Cree nurtures me, something I think what you're talking about. So, Tulti Magayaka Waya, Sheila Thomas Awayaka, Gabi, Ayamihiko, Tioshaka, Minister Gomena Hegoskak, Gutigi, Chopikiti, Samagigo, Saskatoon, Tuskawi, Saskatchewan Indigenous Cultural Center, Ayako Maya, Mr. Himani, Pita Mako Maya, Ochitapo, Tagiwi, Totamaketa, Muino, Tagiskinahamoa, Kauskaya, Twistata, Quigiski, Ditaquao, Aya Tasikiskamako, Tayamuino, Kitsipitinano, Kitigawino, Kitigawinano. Tani Himaga, Tani Humaya, Takuimanachita, Pokitayamuino, you know, Tani Higas was got Kaka Dagada Simuak. You know, genau ap monia ja modus samga ga ta gehta wa ta ni higa gistan so ska chok ti gis pade wa ta wi chama you know when gis kistan ta ye moinno ta ni ko ma ka kui bana chita ka ta ye moinno ya gu do ga gu chama ga ya Sheila Thomas with them stay pit the man kis kana ma gi tan ta mit chibina ma poko well ta ni ki tan san ma ti ta pat chi ko tan san ma ta gi sa pat ta gi dit ta man ta ye moin so ma ga ri tu ta Sheila hi tu ta ya ta sku Iki kiskago ak ya ganem pitsa eko ma ya kete ya muinno ya chako ya ganem kisven ya das ko chuska ya kisin kiski dihtakwa wi iku tahanem mina midayawin midop matcho in tagi eto chepa de kisin tagi ayame chako te ya muinno awa ino midayawin ne miko takagi ot nina no ya kida no ma kaki do ma ya nihida og mina ko takago ko pitos kisa ayame chako istawa tagi ete midayawak ot te ya muinno awa ya kiski dihtakwa wi ataya mitawi yi twitter Magamin rakis kuno ha maganuika nihi luiwin. No se tapuko tita muutsi kahmiin anemat, että tohti dihtä, että nohti tsiipatta pitä, nohti nääräsihtä kauska, että sitten no. Käjähti mä niitä kaikki piisikis kuno ha magiaan, moni agisikis kuno ha magiit kiikoi. Ja kuikin jääpä tsihtään muuta, että tos kiimäkä niitä kone mii tyttä vasiilla taas kutsa ja ohuttakaan nohtaako nää tohku nääkohki, the colors, days of the week ja kiisikaa piisi moko kohtaa kihtää suina. Niin on muutos suos katsi, kun niihin tuossa kiinni no muuten kohtakin uutsi, että tekisi kiinnittää minne hitaista, että niihin hituit. So, mutta no mä ja muuten mä kiitän aika tässä, kun muuta ja niihin loko mä kiitän, kun jokainen pitää ehkä tehdä kiskakua, joko pukaan, että kui ittoki ja että kui se puhidatti, että kui kahkotti, kahkotti ikään ja mäntä ja muutakin kuin taas, kun muuta mä etsimäkän So what else would you like to add, Sheila, as far as this whole conversation, why do we need to promote, revitalize our languages?
Like I said, the languages bring healing, and our people need a lot of the healing, and everybody's on their own healing journeys. And the languages and culture are very tied together, and it's very hard to get away from the language and culture. And land-based knowledge, land-based learning is a thing that's happening right now. And land-based knowledge, land-based people, our people have been doing that for many years. And tying that, the language, the culture to the land is so important too, and that brings healing too. There's so many of our youth that are looking for something to grasp onto, and it's right there within them, and they just need some help and guidance in bringing them back to that land and the language and the real concepts, what it means to be Nihanao, and learning from our elders and our knowledge keepers. Like, we hear a lot about that, but to go deeper, it's bringing back to who they are. Their identity is so important, and staying in line with the Creator's laws. It's so important, and everything's connected to our land, our language, our culture, our identities, our communities, all of our memories, all of our people. Everything that we do is connected to the land as well, and that's who we are. We're very cultural based people. Land-based people talk about ceremonies, and up north I know we have a lot of hunting, trapping, fishing, but we still have that spiritual aspect, because you see God and the Creator and everything. Everywhere you go, God is there, and the creator's laws, we have to live by those laws.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, tietenkin Sheila, mistä heikettää, että semmoista on aina kuin Suomi niin tuittumaan, ja tässä kutsumme siitä kiitää noomaan, niin on tuitakin sen atsomaan, ja sagak, pikotsaa ehkä kiipiä, ja ohtsoh pekiä, niin kuin tähän jääkin kiipiä, ja sanohan me aika kapinikin pipihtiinä, ja niin kihikok, no, kummissak, no, kum, niitä saa kahki, tänne kiipiä niihin toanaan, mutta mistä aika tämä simuin vihkäät, no, ja pihtiinä, ja puhittako äsken, mä en ole riittiohakin tohtaakaan, ja ne pääpäivänäkin pitää, kun näin aika tämä simuin, mäkin jako poko. So, ja mä kommin joku tuminen, missä kohdassa tähän Sheila, ja kannan minä, että käy ypäkotiin tohta hää koukuskaan, ja että kun pekotsaiksa kahkaa pekotsaisiksi äsken, että tämä oli näkä täskään kuin äsken, että ja kun sitä on aiko tiippi, mä kannan käsit se käsken, että kun tähän mä kohdassa päätäkin tähän muin, kun tämmöistä hekin kohdassa kohdassa päätäkin äsken, land-based education kiittää kohdassa, mutta so joku toga mä missä kohta koma ja kinutta kivi tutta mä pokokkaavi ja kun muuten tietty mä nämä kuvi katskaa ikä kiisip mätsinä no ka jähti ka kiisip mätsiä mä aika vahvi pats mä aika kaki tohta nä noi tohta hän aika puska ja äski ko titen teikis kun ha mua ko ja ja muin no mutta so mistä hän me laaja ennen kuin tähtäkin johtaa pätäkin sinkin tei muin no että kiitti kiski tehtämä kiitti tova Sheila Thomas tiini kebäkä thank you very much Sheila Thomas from here in Saskatoon for providing us that information. Well, ikus sepitä mä otin sen tultiin mäkä pitämä Charlie te tätä tämä ja the 11:30 news I show me mi askasta ja 11:32 masasa so we'll get the news from Charlie Laron so ti ki sache musti than Greg Charles ni pia ya mihal you got which mak ki pichi chena ko chaga nan chi ki kitaya mi totina no ki kiskin ho ma gana no me in the schools mista he kitaya mi totina no ki sikiskina no are we making any progress with you know uska ya tan sita pesinin ki pa mutti hon kiista atti ka kuin ni hilo yakchi ya at ni hilo yakchi naspechi ohti dikta mokchi no ti ni hilo yakchi talking about the youth are we making progress ya with all greek ka we ya mi totta ki kusopetta mauti uska saskatoon.